Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and predicting the future is today's topic. It's an important topic because every single human being on Earth wants it. We all want to predict the future. So, what can you predict in the future? Will COVID come? Will COVID go? Will COVID stay? Will we work from home? Will we not work from home? Will relationships get easier or will they get harder? What will happen in the future? Well, today I'm going to talk about that. In the future, you will be supported and challenged equally in all of your life. No matter what job you have, no matter what country you live in, no matter whether you're single or not, you will be supported and challenged equally. In the future, you will grow at the border of chaos and order. And if you think, you can put your thumb on the page and stop chaos from interrupting your peaceful tranquility, even if you go to a desert island, you're mistaken. Chaos and order will exist in your life in the future in equal balance. The next thing you know that in the future it will not be different to the present. Nothing's ever missing, it just changes form. So if right now you're experiencing COVID, there'll be a new COVID. There'll be a new thing that will come to cause you to operate differently in your life. But it won't be new. It'll just be something old converted into something new. Nothing's ever missing. It just changes form. So the old COVID is what? Stuck in trucks, buses, cars, trams, aeroplanes, flying like ants in an ant nest, thinking we're all so important, thinking we're doing different things, but actually just staying still as we fly through the air, fly through the car, fly through the world. So actually, COVID is not something new. It's something old, changed form. You will be, in the future, humble to something greater than yourself. Now, that may be for you, karma, it may be destiny, it may be God, it may be Ganesh, or a teacher, or a coach, or a business, or a relationship, or a family. You'll be humble to something. In the future, you will live your life purpose. Because nothing's missing, it just changes form. You're living your life purpose now. Nothing will change. If you're on purpose now, you're on purpose then. How can that be different? That won't change. To know your life purpose means you make choices that, support your self-worth. And that's quite cool. But calamities, disasters, and humbling circumstances are designed specifically to bring you on purpose all the time. So you can't get off purpose, no matter what job you have. It just helps to know it. It just helps to know your purpose in life, so you make choices that stay pretty much on track with your self-worth instead of attracting nature's tap on the shoulder or bike crashes to bring you back on track. So these things we know. We know that thought is the greatest human power on earth. Nothing is greater. Nothing is more powerful than a human thought. Human thoughts cause the future. Human thoughts create destiny. Human thoughts, your thoughts combine with other thoughts to create communities, to create to create mass consciousness, if you want to call it that. Your thoughts can be different to other people's thoughts, and you own responsibility for that, because if you diverge from mass consciousness, you become what they call a renegade, a radical, a pioneer. And that's what I encourage in people. They're my clients. Renegade, radicals, pioneers, people who want to be unique, do extraordinary things. Well, the wind is blowing. The podcast is probably getting a little hard to listen to. I'm getting towards the end of the beach. I've been for a swim. It's time to go home and have a hot shower. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.